Welcome to the Just Ingredients podcast. I'm Cara Lynn, and here we talk all things nourishing to the mind, body, and soul. This is a place where you can find just good ingredients to life. After nearly losing his wife, Heather, a doctor herself, to Lyme disease, through trial and error, Dr. Jay Davidson finally learned what was needed to save her life. Once she recovered, he turned everything he learned into protocols for CellCore Biosciences. CellCore is a practitioner health supplement company Dr. Davidson co-founded with Dr. Todd Watts. CellCore creates natural solutions for gut, immune, and whole body health. He is also a two-time number one international best-selling author. Dr. Davidson is admired for his ability to bridge the gap between the scientific health community and the lay person. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today's episode, I think, is going to be fascinating. It is a topic that so many of you guys have asked me questions on. It's one that I actually have a lot of questions on. And so I'm not going to tell you actually yet what it is, but we have Dr. Jay Davidson here who is going to answer all of these intriguing questions that we have. And so welcome to the show, Dr. Davidson.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Before we get started, well, maybe I'll give the listeners a little hint. You guys, he is the founder, like the bio said, of CellCore, which is a cleanse, but also, well, I don't know if you call it a cleanse. We'll get into that, but it helps get rid of parasites and other things. And so that gives you a little tip as to what we're going to talk about today. But will you first start with telling the audience a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got involved in making CellCore?
I was always interested in sports years ago and got a knee injury, and that kind of put the sports career on hold. And as I was rehabbing, trying to repair my knee, I got very interested in health, and that made a big steer in that direction. And I have a very, what I would say, obsessive type personality. So when I get on something, I'm gonna go deep in it. And that's been, 20 years or so since I had surgery, or a little over 20 years, and I haven't really looked back. So a lot of different things I've experienced, a lot of different interests, but trained chiropractor, just like my wife. My wife and I went to school together, graduated, started a practice, had one of the largest practices in Wisconsin or even the country, until we sold it and then got into more functional medicine. And that was primarily because my wife nearly died. So our daughter was born almost 12 years ago now. Her 12th birthday is coming up soon. And my wife was having some health issues leading up to the pregnancy. As I look back, had anxiety so bad she didn't want to travel for 2 years before she even had our daughter. But then once my daughter was born, the bottom fell out, her body shut down. She stopped producing breast milk after about 2 months, became allergic and reactive to everything. So she just drank traditional bone broth with water. Mm-hmm. For a few weeks, she dropped like 40 pounds. I mean, she was just, it was a scary scenario, really scary. And so it shifted my focus from more of the structural correction chiropractic care into Lyme disease, where what we thought, she had a reoccurrence of Lyme disease since she had it when she was seven, was in a coma and has a health history back then, so that kind of flared back up. But yeah, just put me in a whole different path. Obviously super grateful for it. There's always a reason for change in direction and, God's plan. But yeah, focused on Lyme disease, working with clients, speaking at conferences, met who's like a brother now, but a really good friend, Dr. Todd Watts. He was starting a company, and I tried to talk him out of it because I'm like, you don't want to deal with the FTC, FDA, and all that stuff. And luckily, he didn't listen to me. And then later on, we partnered 2017 to start CellCore Biosciences together, and it's kind of been off to the races since. And the big focus right off the bat was with parasites. I had my own testimonial where I just felt like so anxious and what's going on. And I was at a conference, but I wasn't speaking at this one. And went to the bathroom and just like immediately felt so relaxed. I'm like, oh, whew. And then I go to wipe. I'm like, that didn't feel right. I look down. There's two worms hanging from me, still in me, out into the toilet bowl. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I yelled to my wife, Heather. My daughter happened to be in the room at the time, too. And she was only maybe 3 years old at the time. She comes running over first, looks down, looks up. Dad, why do you have string hanging from your butt? I'm like, Heather, get over here. Call my wife. And she's like, oh my God, what is that? I'm like, these are worms. I'm like, if I have these, who else got these? I thought I was a relatively healthy person. And then just piles came out. It stopped. I was like, oh, phew, thank God. You know, I'm done. Like, I don't have any more. And then next month, my stomach started churning a little bit. I'm like, maybe I got to go back on this, you know, para one mimosa pudica seed stuff that Todd gave me. Went back on it. Piles come out. I'm like, okay, my gosh, this is a bigger problem than I ever realized. And I had done parasite cleanses in the past. I had put clients on it, but never had these type of results. And that was just from the one product. And so Todd and I partnered with Cellcore. Para One was the very first product, mimosa pudica seed, and then just have added things as we found with clients that have great needs and just, yeah, have made huge transformations and super thankful for this path.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of questions to ask you, but first of all, your wife is doing well now?
Oh my gosh. Healthiest she's ever been.
Oh, that's awesome.
41, almost turning 42. Don't tell her I told you that, but yeah, she's healthier than she's ever been. It's unbelievable. And it was such a dark place when my daughter was born, which obviously has its own emotional, you know, carries a lot of emotions that we've been working through over the years, but it's just like, yeah, she's, yeah, just a beaming ray of light.
Oh, that's awesome. And was Cellcore born because of her issues or no?
Yeah, primarily. When she was getting well, we were going to the quote-unquote gurus, take this for that, and she'd always have opposite reactions. So it was just like hitting her face up against the wall, you know? And at the time, thought it was methylation. And then, you know, you hear about, oh, it's the mold. And it's like, no, it's, you know, some other energetic things we're learning about now. But yeah, Cellcore was really birthed to give the tools that were missing that I needed for my own health, she needed for her health, and then obviously the clients. And so, yeah, we just kept adding products based on what we found needed. And we've obviously got like protocols and things put together now from that. But we didn't start the company in that. I thought it was just going to be like a hobby company. Great. We're going to have a couple parasite products. Awesome. But, you know, soon enough met scientists that had, you know, cutting edge fulvic humic acid ingredients that we could utilize and just, yeah, everything grew and everything changed fast.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad to hear she's doing so well. And we're going to talk about Cellcore more. But for those that don't know what Cellcore is, they have a lot of protocols, like you just said, but they have one for parasites. And that's what I want to talk to you about first, because on social media, we just passed a full moon. And so I feel like so many people were doing parasite cleanses and all different sorts of parasite cleanses. And so I have lots of questions about cleanses, but let's start at the basics with what exactly are parasites and does everybody have parasites?
Yeah, well, parasites are, they're creatures, right? They're their own category. There's many types of parasites. There's actually, you know, millions of different species. I mean, it's very vast. So that's what makes it challenging. If, oh, I want to go run a lab test, it's like, well, there's no lab that tests for all the parasites, let alone the fact that if you're going to run a stool sample, the chance that a parasite actually comes out on that stool sample and the fact that that lab acknowledges that is a parasite, because I'm in America, United States, and we don't recognize parasites as a problem. We're a first world country. Parasites are not an issue. So if they're not an issue, we're not going to look for them. Clinically, I would say you're crazy. It's complete opposite. Parasites are the number one thing that's really plaguing people. I mean, you look back in the last few years with this, you know, health challenges and all these things that have been happening, parasites play a huge role. And you come to find out the ivermectins and these things, oh, these work so well. Yeah, because it's not viral related, it's parasites. It's parasites and toxins that always take people's health down. And so to think like, oh, I don't need to parasite cleanse. I mean, I was a perfect example. I thought it was healthy. I was fine. All these worms came out of me and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a whole new level of health. And it's just like peeling the layers back. And it's just like, wow, keep getting healthier, better energy, better focus, like, you know, just continue to up level. And that's really the goal, so that you can be who you are meant to be, right? Be the expression that you're supposed to be and not riddled with things that manipulate you. So parasites, the easiest definition is one that sits at another's table. And that table, they're taking things from you. So when you eat food and you have parasites in you, they're taking nutrients from you. You drink some milk or you eat some cheese, right? You have some dairy product and you're like, oh, I'm going to get this little phlegm, or I, you know, I don't feel the best. It's like, yeah, because parasites love the dairy protein. They take that from you. Then they produce poop and then you react to the poop, the byproduct that they create because they're stealing the food from you, and now your nervous system's like, oh, I think you're a little reactive to dairy. No, you're reactive to the worms inside of you that are loving the dairy. So it's like as soon as you clear parasites out, your dairy allergies disappear. It's like it's not a dairy allergy, it's a parasite problem. And so when we actually start realizing how big of an issue parasites are, then we can wrap our head around, okay, we have to parasite cleanse. And this was in our culture years and years ago. You go back to the farmers, every spring and fall, they would cleanse the animals and they cleanse the family members. Well, somehow it got lost in translation that humans get parasites too through all kinds of different, doesn't matter what your diet, if you're vegetarian or carnivore or anything in between, there's parasites in meat, there's parasites all over the vegetables at the salad bar at the restaurants that you're in. So it's like parasites are everywhere. And I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, but the key thing is it's not about eliminating every single worm inside your body. We're made of bugs. Like, we have tons of bacteria. We're going to have worms inside of us. It is changing the environment inside of us so they don't need to duplicate or thrive. Parasites are only there in response to a toxic environment inside. So if I'm full of toxins that I'm drinking, eating, breathing, absorbing through my skin, parasites are going to multiply because they're sponges for the chemicals, for the toxins. They are absorbing the chemicals and toxins, which is like, thank goodness, right? The problem is then parasites produce chemicals to manipulate our thoughts, to manipulate our personalities, to manipulate our habits, and then they also produce toxins that then we react to. So it's the key is, yes, we need to bring parasite levels down, but the end source of why somebody actually has parasite problems is toxicity. It's chemicals. And that's really the big thing that's been missing in the last 4 years with all this chaos of health. It's like nobody ever talks about a toxin. They talk about this boogeyman bug that's going to kill us. It's like, no, they're not out to kill us. Like, it's the toxins, and the bugs are there for a purpose. They're there in response, which, you know, if you want to, we can get into later on as well. But parasites, huge problem. You cleanse those, you bring the levels down, you will notice food allergies disappear, skin problems get better, digestive issues get better, sinus problems get better, grinding teeth, bedwetting for kids disappears, like all these different things. I mentioned dairy allergy, right? These asthma, these are all parasite-driven symptoms.
Wow. Okay. So listening to this, then it sounds like almost every health issue is affected by parasites. Therefore, it sounds like almost every single person should do a parasite cleanse.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, it sounds crazy when you think about it that way, and there's always more than just one thing to somebody's health. Like, the status of somebody's mitochondria, right? It's really like getting to the core, and that's where we came up with the name Cell Core for a supplement company, is getting to the core of the cell is the mitochondria. So everything is geared to help the mitochondria. In order to do that, you have to clear the toxins out that are creating dysfunction at the mitochondrial level, that's inside the cells. Well, in order to do that, you got to cleanse the parasites. In order to cleanse the parasites, you have to open up the drainage pathways, because if I have my sink and I'm like, you know what, I got to flush all this stuff down my sink, and it starts clogging up, right? The drainage pathway, the plumbing starts clogging up. If I start killing things inside my body or inside that sink, but it can't drain, that's when inflammation stirs up. That's when people get tons of symptoms. They're like, this isn't working, I'm reacting. It's like, no, you might have just missed the drainage part, that you got to open pathways up so that your body can clear out debris, so it can clear out the toxins, so it can clear out the bugs. And so really, when you're looking overall, Carolyn, as how do I help health, it's getting to the mitochondria to restore function. That's because of toxicity, so we have to detox. In order to detox, we have to clear the parasites out, because parasites are actually storing toxins, amongst other things. And then in order to do that effectively, we need to make sure the drainage pathways are doing that. And if you do that, like those four main things, you know, in the proper order, I mean, life changes. I can't tell you how many testimonials we've had, people bedridden, about to die, and their last whim, and their life completely turns around and changes, you know. So no matter where you're at, I think there's hope. Obviously, you know, people have different things going on, but I think there's a reason that you're listening to this right now.
Okay. I have so many questions about the protocol with like detox and things like that. But before we get to that, I actually want to jump back just a little bit and first do a little bit more explanation for people. So Does every person out there have parasites?
I believe so. Yeah, I do. Now, if you're parasite cleansing, then it's probably not going to be a factor, not going to be a significant factor. If somebody lives in a third world country, it's going to be even more of a major issue because, you know, normal sanitation protocols and standards aren't being followed. So, you know, drinking water is more likely to have issues and such and such. But in America, if you go on and type in Giardia in the water supply or Cryptosporidium in the water supply, you'll see all these municipalities that have had parasites in the water supply. So to think like, oh, I'm in the United States, I don't get parasites. It's like, no, you do. And it's because we share one earth, right? One atmosphere. So whatever toxins are being created or being exposed to in one part of the world, eventually it's going to get to everywhere on the world. And then you're going to be part of that. And the more toxins you have, you create an environment where then parasites thrive. So I think parasites are just part of nature. I think they're never going to disappear. But when your body is full of toxins, yes, you have parasite issues. You have to cleanse them. And everybody that denies it, they just run into health issues. They hit the wall. They can't figure it out. They're on medications. They just go in circles, or they end up being on a supplement forever because, oh, if I stop it, I don't feel good. It's like, well, then are you really getting to the cause? You shouldn't have to take supplements forever of one thing or eight different things just so that you can function. And to me, that's like a pharmaceutical, right? That's a Band-Aid. You got to get down to the core level of what's disrupting somebody's health, and parasites are a big piece to that puzzle.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, because I just read a post the other day that said everyone in America has parasites because, one, if you eat strawberries, you're going to have them. Two, if you have a pet, you're going to have them. And three, if you've traveled international, you're going to have them. Therefore, that's why so many people have them. Are those three indicators really correct? Or it's just more like what you said, we're all part of the planet Earth. We're all, you know, getting it from water, different things like that.
Those things, yeah, they can be accurate, but it's more than that. It's just toxicity exposure. I mean, they found worms at salad bars. They find worms in meat. It's like no matter what you really eat, there can be worms in it. Well, in order to survive on this planet, right, this is a parasitic planet. You have to consume some type of food in order to survive. No matter if you're, like I said, carnivore or vegetarian, like you're consuming something, and that something can have worms in it. So of course there's always going to be exposure, but the underlying thing that pushes it is chemicals. It is toxicity. So yeah, if you're on a farm and around a ton of animals, that probably increases your risk. If you go third world countries, right, or even just Mexico, and the water supply just isn't filtered quite like America, and America has issues with water supply. So it's not just, you know, everything's clean here. You have to filter your water even being here, but that just puts you at risk. It just adds it up. And when you do, I've seen thousands and thousands of clients over the years. And when you start doing health history and you realize that, oh, well, these issues, they triggered after, right, I had my baby, or these triggered, they got really bad after I traveled. It's like, yeah, you see these common denominators that you're just mentioning, right? Or after I had an animal or a pet. It's like, yeah, that shows up more frequently, but it doesn't mean you're immune if you don't have those three things.
Okay, so I have another question about parasites. So a friend of mine just did a parasite cleanse and put it on Instagram, and she got the meanest comments on there. But one comment that people kept saying over and over, they were like, girl, we all have parasites. We have to have parasites. We're supposed to have parasites. You're not supposed to get rid of all of them. You need some of them. So a cleanse doesn't get rid of all of them necessarily, it lessens it. And is that really true that we're supposed to have some?
That's part of nature, right? So the goal isn't to eliminate everything. And we saw what happened when our society went antibacterial, right? Anti-everything, like try to kill everything. You can't. You just make things more resistant that are supposed to be there. So parasites, again, this is a little bit bigger conversation that we can get into, but what's the purpose of a parasite? Parasite is there to absorb toxins. So there's research that's been done that they've checked parasites, and then they've checked the tissue right next to the parasite in the host, right, in the person or in the animal or in the fish, and they found that inside the parasite, 2,700 times higher concentrations of chemicals, heavy metals, are in the parasite than in the tissue right next to the parasite. So we know parasites are sponges. But there's also a thing that went around. It's been a little bit since I've heard about this, but there's people like the Ben Greenfields of the world that were taking pig whipworms or rat tapeworms or things that wouldn't supposedly replicate inside the human body so that it helped calm the autoimmune gut things down and, you know, ulcerative colitis, the Crohn's disease, those kind of things. And to me, you're just tricking your immune system to stop attacking yourself. So autoimmune just means your body's attacking itself. It's, you know, there's something underlying. If I was to take a parasite to try to calm my GI symptoms, that's just basically like a symptom manager. You're not actually getting to the cause. It's not a lack of a rat tapeworm inside your gut of why is waiting for you to make you feel good. It's just another pharmaceutical type intervention, even if it's not necessarily pharmaceutical, but it's that thought process that if you don't get to the underlying causes, yeah, you're just going to be chasing your tail. So do we have to get rid of every single parasite in our body? No, I don't think so. But the problem is that people have such high levels of parasites that are causing all this dysfunction in the body that until we bring the level down, we can't have a healthy body. And that's the key. It's not to nuke the body and eliminate every single thing in the body, because we're made of bugs, right? Half our body is basically bacteria. So we're never going to kill the bugs. We're basically part of that. But it's understanding that if we have a parasite, you know, problem in our body, then we have a toxicity thing. So we have to cleanse the worms and have to detox. And those people that they just cleanse worms, like, that's awesome, but you got to go deeper and you have to detox. You have to, you know, stop the onslaught of chemicals coming into the body. And some of them you can't, right? Some of them it's just like their inner environment. But other ones, right? Drinking out of plastic bottle, drinking tap water that's not filtered, you know, eating processed food with high fructose corn syrup, and half the samples of high fructose corn syrup have mercury in them. It's like, well, clearly just make better decisions so you have less chemicals that are coming in your body. Detox the ones that are in your body and bring the levels of parasites down. And you'll see that people's health just is transformed doing that.
Okay. So how do you know, though, if you have too many parasites and need to do a parasite cleanse? Because I mean, you're saying we need some. So how do we know if we have this overabundance? Are there common symptoms that someone might have?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to have too few. I don't think that's the issue. It's the same thing with drainage. I don't think you ever like, oh, I have too much drainage going on in my body. Unless you have diarrhea, you know, and runny stools, like that's obviously too much drainage that way. But it's not like, oh, my liver's flowing too good, my kidneys, my skin, my lymph, like that doesn't happen. You know, it's the same thing with parasites. It's not like, oh, they have health issues because they don't have enough. No, you'll have them because they're in our environment. So if you have toxins, they will show up in your body and replicate to absorb that toxin. If you don't have the toxin or the environment, even if you're exposed to them, there's nothing for them to replicate with because you don't have the environment. So it's not about not getting any. It's not about killing every single thing. It's about changing the environment in our body so that we're not an environment for them to thrive. And that's the key to get to. So my good friend, Dr. Todd Watts, co-founder of CellCore, his test is you take two fingers, you hold them up in the air, you find your carotid artery on the side of your neck, and if you feel a pulse, that's his test for that you have parasites, which hopefully, if you feel a pulse, that's good. If you don't, you really want to try to move your fingers around because chances are you're probably alive listening to this, right? And that's kind of his joke, right? If you have a pulse, you have parasites. But in all reality, we haven't been proved wrong on this one yet. Now, is parasites the number one thing for every single person to radically change and transform their health? No, because there's a lot of factors with this. Mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, right? Chemical is in that parasite toxicity realm, right? It's not just one category. There's multiple things, and we all have different baggage. We all have different traumas. We process things differently. We have different environments, you know, all this. So there's not a one size fits all, but I would tell you from a functional medicine, foundational medicine type thing, when I told everybody after my experience with the Mimosa pudica seed, the Parawan, I called all about 60 clients I was working with at the time. They're all chronic Lyme disease cases. I said, call Dr. Todd Watts' office, order this thing called Mimosa pudica seed. And at the time, it was hand encapsulated at a compound pharmacist, just an herb, because it's so sticky, before we figured out how we could bottle it. I'm like, order it, start taking it. It was one of the most transformative products throughout any protocol I ever implemented, was that simple one thing. And that's just one piece to it, right? So if you think you don't have parasites and never have parasite cleanse, give it a shot. If you parasite cleanse regularly, awesome. Just look at what you're using, because not everything is created equal. You know, not everything is as effective. And with all the different types of species, there's roundworms, otherwise known as nematodes. There's tapeworms, otherwise known as cestodes. And there's different size tapeworms. There's, of course, the super long ones that you see, you know, pictures of somebody pulled a 6-footer out of them. But then you have these microscopic ones. And the microscopic ones are like, you know, absolute terror within the liver on people, and skin, and all kinds of digestive issues. You have protozoa, which are blood-based. You have categories inside that called sporozoa, which would be like Babesia, which is a co-infection of Lyme disease, but it is an intracellular red blood cell parasite. There's one more category I'm trying to think of, liver flukes. So you have the fluke category as well too. So trematodes is the technical category. So there's many different categories of parasites, and within those categories, there's tons and tons of species. They did research about 5 years ago, and they checked 80 worms for genes, and they found over 1 million new genes that they never knew existed just these 80 new worms. And it's like, okay, if that's the case, right, and we're checking the stool and looking at the DNA to see what kind of critters are, and it's like, I mean, how many are we actually finding? You know, I think testing is great if it can find something, but just because it comes back negative doesn't mean that you're clear of parasites. Or came back with, oh, I have Giardia. It's like, well, how do you know you don't have a nematode or a cestode or multiple species within you too? You know, and we can't rely on testing being perfect. It isn't in the parasite category.
Let's take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor. I always recommend that people get their vitamins from whole food sources, not synthetics. But I know it's tricky to find gummy options that you want to give your kids. My whole family loves Llama Naturals. Made for adults and children, their delicious gummies are made with 9 pounds of real organic fruit and vegetables. No added sugars or sweeteners or synthetics. They are USDA organic, vegan, gluten-free, and allergen-free. We often take their vitamin D and elderberry gummies, especially with sickness going around. They have a money-back guarantee, so they are worth a try even with the pickiest of eaters. You can save 20% off your first order by going to llamanaturals.com and using the coupon code JUST, J-U-S-T. Again, it's llamanaturals.com. Now back to the show. Wow, thank you for explaining all of that, but I now want to talk about parasite cleanses, because I think people now are like, okay, I've got parasites. Everyone does. They contribute to a lot of different health issues. I want to do one. The problem is, on social media, you see people doing 10-day parasite cleanses, 30 days, 60 days. I mean, there's a whole wide variety of parasite cleanses. So where do people start?
Yeah, it's a good question. It depends how deep you want to go, right? Like, I know for myself, health has changed everything. When my wife didn't have her health, I was going to do whatever it took to figure that out. Not everybody realizes the precious commodity of health, so they're not willing to put the time, effort, motivation, you know, finances toward it. You know, a lot of times you'll see people, they just kind of get by, and then a crisis hits, and then, you know, they can't afford to fix the crisis, and, you know, the medical system eats them up and spits them out. That's human nature. If you can see that ahead of time and know, okay, that's the path most people go down, I don't want to go down that path, well, then you have to start making changes now. And if you are inspired and motivated to take the time and effort to get educated, like listening to this podcast and others, getting help from practitioners if you need that, and going deeper, then you're going to get off that mainstream medical pathway that eats everybody up and spits them out and takes all their money, you know, and causes you to pass away early, right? Iatrogenic disease is like the number one or number three killer in all of America, depending on the stats that you want to look at. But it takes work, right? Good things don't come from just like, I don't have to do anything. It's like, no, you got to put work. That's just human experience. You know, you got to put the time in, you got to put the effort in. So I'm that person that's going to do that. I don't know if the person listening right now is that same person. If you're not, well, then just start with a 3-day over a full moon, you know, and does it have to be over a full moon? No. It's just a little bit more effective because worms are stirred up over a full moon. And you'd be like, what are you talking about? Research shows emergency rooms fill up more over a full moon. Babies are born more over a full moon. If you live by an ocean like I do, you see the tide changes drastically over a full moon, right? Water content. Like, so we know the moon has, for whatever reason, gravitational, whatever, has a big effect on humans. I mean, females follow a 28-day menstrual cycle. That's the same days as the moon, right? There's 28 days in the moon. If we were actually really accurate, we should have 13 months in a year and not 12. Because if we took 28 days times 13 months, we have 364 days in a year, right? So we just add one more day for the leap year every 4 years and we're clear. But obviously our Gregorian calendar is all messed up, 12 months. So if you start thinking just more nature-wise, a lot of things fall on these lunar cycles or moon cycles. And parasites increase activity over a full moon. There's also some species that really like the new moon, right? When it's not out really at all, like every 14 days, you know, it's either full moon or new moon, it goes back and forth. But do you have to do it over a full moon? No, it's a little bit more effective though. So if you're going to take some time, money, and effort, you know, I'm going to get some products, I'm going to take them for 3 days or 5 days or 7 days. It's like, try to do it over a full moon. And so if today, let's just say, for example, today was a full moon and I'm going to do a 3 day cleanse, I would have started yesterday. I do it day two is on the full moon, and then day three is the day after. If I'm doing a 7 day cleanse, I'm starting 3 days before the full moon. So 3 days, then full moon, then 3 days after the full moon. You know, so you basically have that full moon right in the middle of however many days you're doing. Now, we have protocols where you just, some people, they just need to be on it consistently and persistently because there's so many critters, there's so many things inside of them, and it's kind of gross to think about. But if you have kids or have ever seen the movie Shrek years ago, Pixar, you know, they always joke about it. It's always better out than in. And that's the same case with parasites. Like, you don't have to take pictures. People start pooping over a strainer and they're looking at them and taking pictures. And it's like, what are these species? It's like, well, you know, there's not really great guides to follow because, you know, most people don't think parasites are an issue. But if you want to go that route, great, do that, right? Try to figure it out, figure out the species. I think I had Ascaris lumbricoides was the first worms, you know, and I had they were in my rear end and they were dead, but I had to pull them out, you know, because Mimosa pudica seed killed them. Well, that roundworm, right, 12 inches they can be basically, females can lay up to 200, 250,000 eggs in a day.
Oh, wow.
So to think like, you know, oh, I'm going to do a 3 day and I'm going to be done. I'm going to take one pill and it's going to kill everything. It's like, no, because parasites lay eggs and then they hatch. And then they have cycles. And as you kill off usually the bigger ones first, right, the cestode nematodes, then the other little ones start coming out and start taking, you know, force within the body. So it's just peeling the layers back. You just got to be persistent and consistent. But wherever you start is better than not starting. I mean, that's like the number one thing I can recommend is just imperfect action. Well, what if it doesn't go well? Well, you're not going to know until you try it out, until you figure it out. Like, and that's the fastest way to learn is to do it. Rather than like, oh, I need to take a few years and really research this topic. It's like if you just start diving in and experiencing it, you're going to learn a lot faster than just trying to academically learn versus actually doing it yourself.
Okay, I have a lot of questions about different cleanses, but I want you to tell about the CellCore parasite protocol because you do have one. And so maybe just tell a little bit about yours.
Yeah, well, we have different things that help to support the immune system, especially with the gut. Para 1, Para 2, Para 3, Para 4. There's another product that I would like to consider it Para 5. It's not labeled Para 5. It's called Drainage Activator. So with those five products, those are really the creme de la creme to help the immune system with different critters inside of them. Those are it. Now, do you take them all at once? Probably not. If you're just starting off, like slow and low, like could you expect some symptoms? Probably. A lot of parasites are in the GI tract. Not all parasites are in the GI, though. Some live inside systemically in the body. There's a threadworm called Strongyloides, which lives inside the muscle belly. So you go work out. It has a full life cycle in the body. Could be in the body for 60 years without you knowing about it. You go work out, though, and feel incredibly sore and wrecked for the next few days. And you're like, gosh, I just can't get well. Like, how am I ever going to work out if I can't even recover? It's like, well, the parasites that are in your muscle belly are producing chemicals because they're irritated because you're working the muscles. They're reacting to them. So parasites aren't just in the GI tract. They can be all over the body. There's life cycles where, you know, basically they come up and you can sneeze. You can sneeze pinworm eggs out on people. So like the things that make the butthole itchy, little pinworms, You can sneeze those eggs out. So like, there's a reason to cover your mouth. Like, it's not just snot, but there's
gross.
You know, other things. Yeah, other things come out. And so I would just say pick two of them. You know, pair one, two, start there and see how you do. You might, though, get some grumbling in your stomach. That's a sign that there's something in there that doesn't like what you just did and you need to clear it out. Some people want to push it hard and they can handle a bunch of symptoms. Other people, right, they're super sensitive. They have tons of health issues for years and they just can't crash. They have, you know, five kids at home and all depend on them because their husband travels for, you know, 6 days a week. Like, so you got to take each situation in account. Two products though at a time is a great combination as you are on that, right? If I do para one, para two, do that for a month. Two caps twice a day, try that out for a month. Then the next month you can go para three and para four, right? Or you can do para two and four. You can do para three. You can do drainage activator, what I call para five. You just need to start rotating and you'll see with your own symptomatology, like, whoa, there's something there. Because the chance of you actually reacting to an ingredient, just an herb, is not super likely. It's more likely that the critters inside of you are reacting to those ingredients that they don't like them. So sometimes people need to dose higher to get up over the hump. You know, it's kind of like poking the bear and eventually the bear is just like super mad. But if you knock the bear out with a higher dose, it's like then they're not making chemicals inside of you. You know, they're not causing issues. So it's not a one size fits all by any means. It's definitely something you got to become educated on, which is why I love, you know, talking on your podcast and others in this topic. But you got to start somewhere. You got to see, you know, start with two products. And then as you do them all, right? Oh, I've taken them all. Great. Now the next full moon, right? You really want to hit it? Take all five at once. And it's like, if you feel something, you know, yeah, there's something there. It's like, exactly. And in the words of Shrek, it's always better out than in. And you'll see, you know, sometimes even after you stop, it might be a couple days before you're like, you know, your body kind of grounds itself again and calms some of the inflammation down with what's going on. But you'll know like a whole new level of health. I mean, and that's really what you're looking at. The more you can clear out the things that are not you, the more you can be you to be the best version of you.
Oh, I love that. Okay, you were saying like month one, do this, month two, do this. So is CellCor like a 6 month protocol or you can just do it for 1 month? I mean, how does that work?
Generally speaking, I think if you're just starting and you just really want to do 3, 5, 7 days at once, you just don't want to commit to something that's every day for, you know, 4 months straight. You just want to do like the periodic cleanses, then shoot for the full moon, do every full moon. And see how you respond with different ones. If you notice symptoms, if you notice like, wow, that stool looks really weird, whatever came out of it, it's like, then keep going. But if you're like, man, I just feel so amazing. I have no health issues. Well, then take a break. Maybe do it once a quarter. You know, it's not something you need to do every single day for the rest of your life. Again, if you're having to do that, you're not getting to the core cause. Granted, many people, though, it can take a couple of years to really peel all these layers back because they've had so many traumas. They've had so much toxicity buildup. They've had so much going on. And life doesn't usually go super smooth for everybody, right? So you have different challenges that come up, different things, and you have your own setbacks, and just it happens. So we have a protocol that's really geared for full moon that is probably the easiest place to start. For those that want to go to the next level, then I would suggest the foundational protocol. That's like a 4 month protocol that'll just like take your body to a whole new level. And it incorporates all the gut support that we're just talking about, along with drainage, mitochondria, and also binders too, to really help detox, you know, the most all around, all encompassing. But again, it's not for the faint of heart. I mean, that's a 4 month protocol minimum. But what's your other option? If you have toxicity, if you have chemicals inside your body, that then is creating an environment for critters to grow and multiply. Like if you don't clear them out, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's really no other options. You're going to be on medications to try to calm the symptoms down or cover band-aid them up, but you're still not getting to the cause. And a lot of the meds don't actually get all the life cycles of the parasites either. I'm not against parasite meds. The ivermectins, albendazole, fenbendazole, you know, praziquantel, all those things. Like sometimes they can actually be really helpful when people are so flared up with parasites, it can kind of bring it down quickly, but it's not going to get to the cause of detoxification, the toxicity, and it's not going to really cleanse the parasites enough because they don't recommend them frequent enough and they don't have the proper ingredients really to get the whole life cycle. There's the eggs, the larvae, the adults, right? All that you have to really take into account. That's where I think herbs shine. But you can do a combination. You could just do herbs. You know, my preference is herbs. But, you know, there's tons of amazing research on fenbendazole, you know, in cancer and fungus and, you know, all this stuff, even besides parasites. So, I mean, there's just, there's a massive amount of information out there. If you could learn how to work through the censored internet that we live in today.
Okay. And so your CellCore products are herbs for the parasite cleanses, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And like Para 2, for instance, we got the recipe from the Secretary of Ayush, which is basically like the Secretary of Health, but for India. So Todd was the first one ever in his office that was non-Indian descent that was allowed to film ever in history of India, which was really crazy. But we got his recipe and then made some tweaks and added the Fulvix and Humix in there as well, too. So it's very good blend Ayurvedic medicine, the three different doshas, you know, with the Vedanga, neem, you know, holarena, like all these different ingredients that are amazing. So that's one of the products. Para 3 is a tincture. It's a liquid. So for little kids that can't swallow caps, that's a great one, but it's potent. You know, they're all herbal related. Just because they're natural and they're herbs doesn't mean they're not powerful. Like, you know, most pharmaceuticals really come from an herb. They just get synthesized a specific part. You know, so whether it's natural or, you know, synthetic, like get educated, try to find people that know what they're doing, and also just walk the walk, like try it out, see how you respond, you know, because that's the only way to really find out what's going on.
Question for you. So do worms come out within a certain amount of days of starting this? Like, will people expect it by day 2, 3, 4? They got to wait a week or so.
Yeah, well, some people it can take multiple months before they even figuratively ever see anything. Now, 80% of the parasites are microscopic, so you're not going to actually see them by the naked eye, you know, unless you like take your stool and you pull it up under a microscope, which, you know, 99.9% of people are not going to do. Are there worms that you visibly see? Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had one lady that took Mimosa pudica seed, Para 1, and within 2 hours, she had a bowel movement with a huge creature that came out. First time ever she took it. And it's like, that doesn't even make sense because, you know, if it was, Mimosa pudica seed is very sticky, right? So it grabs on, kind of not suffocates, but that's kind of easy way to kind of think about it, right? It's suffocating, it's grabbing the stuff and pulling it out, right? It's like this thick, slimy goo. But it's like your GI doesn't move within 2 hours. Typically, you know, GI tracts, 24 hours is maybe on average. You eat something and then 24 hours, it's passed out of you. You know, if you have a little faster, a little less, you have slower, which a lot of people are constipated, takes a little longer. So the fact of somebody take 2 capsules of Para 1 and within, you know, 2 hours have this movement of this crazy, you know, creatures that come out, you know that that herb also has a systemic type effect, which is why I had symptoms, head, face, you know, when I first started taking Mimosa pudica seed. So you'll notice there's like big effects on gut, but there's also a lot of systemic effects that happen with different products. And it's just try them out. I would say my buddy, Dr. Todd Watts, he's like the parasite guy. He's the one that put this on the map. Years and years and years of people missing it. And finally, when he brought it to people's attention, now people are finding it. Practitioners are becoming better educated, but it's a slow grind. You know, it takes a while. The average research is like when something's published, it takes usually 17 years before it's implemented clinically. So, you know, who knows how long it's really going to take for the mainstream to really accept parasites. Maybe they never will, but it's like, you know, who cares? Like, focus on yourself, focus on your family, get them well. Parasites are a big piece to it.
Okay. So 2 questions about this. One, when the worms and things come out, so like this friend of mine who was doing a parasite cleanse and showing it on Instagram, she would show all the different worms that had come out and she'd have these big like sludges of things and people would say, those aren't worms. That's your like intestinal lining where maybe the worms could be housed. Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, there's biofilm. There's thing called rope worms and people argue whether it's real or not. I mean, out of all the years that we've seen people take products, the most important thing isn't like what you see come out, it's how you feel. The amount of testimonials of people feeling better, you know, after they got things out and people are like, well, that's not even, you know, it's like, but that person just changed their life. Like they just got better with whatever came out of them, you know, whether it's a worm or whether it's, you know, biofilm buildup. I mean, you see like these jellyfish things come out of people. We saw, you know, this thick beef jerky looking thing that's like, how long has that been in that person's gut that they could only eat four foods, like literally three or four foods for like 20 years because they were so sensitive, you know, until that thing came out and then they were fine. It's like, you know, who knows what's really in people's guts. And, you know, unfortunately, the world's stressed right now. Social media is a way people vent. And, you know, like most people, if they were face to face with that person, would never say or do anything that they do on social media. But unfortunately, that's not our culture, you know. So the naysayers, like, who cares? Listen to your heart. Not everything you hear is going to be true. Not everything's going to be accurate. You know, everything I'm saying right now is what I understand at this moment in 2024. Like, hopefully we continue to learn. Hopefully we continue to move forward. But, you know, you just have to listen to your heart and keep moving forward and let that guide you, because nobody's your guru. Nobody's going to care more for your health than you do. And until you take, you know, control of that, or really take control of that for improving your health, you know, you're just going to keep sliding. So,
okay. So are parasite cleanses in any way dangerous? Because the comments on this, people would be like, this is so dangerous. You shouldn't be doing this. And they would say, like, that's your intestinal lining shedding out. That's so dangerous. Are there any concerns before we start one?
No, I mean, for the most part, those people are just uninformed. So,
okay.
You know, obviously there's stronger words I could use, but no, I mean, this changes lives. And it's really just, it's an ignorance, you know, why somebody would say that.
Okay, so then another question. Do you need to be on some certain type of diet while doing a parasite cleanse? Or it's just your regular eat healthy foods? Because some people are like, oh, you've got to go on a liquid diet. You've got to only drink certain teas. And, you know, I've heard all sorts of things.
Diet does matter. The cleaner your food, the better. The more chemicals and toxins that you are consuming, the more you're going to create an environment for parasites. You know, everybody loves to think whatever they're eating is the best thing ever, and anybody else eating opposite is like the devil, and how can you survive? And, you know, everybody's got their thing with diet. So eat what your body does best with, whether it's carnivore, vegetarian, keto, you know, like, you know, Mediterranean, you know, do you. I think the most important thing is chew your food. I think be present when you're eating. Don't be on social media scrolling, you know, don't be eating while you're working. Like, sit down and relax, eat, chew your food, and then try to avoid processed food. Anything that's ultra processed, I mean, just if it can live on the shelf for 30 years, chances are your body can't break it down and pull many nutrients out of it, right? The less labels on food, the better, the more natural it is. So that's my go-to, but you have to really listen to how you feel best with food. And that's without chemical addiction, right? If, oh, I have to have all this junk food, it's like, well, that's just, you're chemically addicted, right? You're not actually listening to how your body feels. Your, you know, your addiction, unfortunately, is controlling your food behavior.
Right. All right. So with these cleanses, can we just take CellCore and eat healthy and be fine? Or do you have to do crazy things like enemas? Because one lady on social media the other day was like, never do a parasite cleanse without an enema. Is that true?
You don't have to do an enema. I mean, if you want to do a water enema, you want to do a coffee enema, you want a castor oil pack, you want to, you know, do a liver gallbladder flush, awesome, right? That's just opening the pathway up more. If you're constipated, you're going to have to do something, right? At least, you know, put a stool under your feet when you go sit on the toilet, you know, like a squatty potty or something that will allow you to poop easier, massage your abdomen. I mean, you have to, if you're not pooping, you know, more than once a day, like, you're probably constipated. I think once a day is like most likely not enough for most people just because of the health issues that they're having. So if you want to throw an enema in, awesome. But that's a hard thing for the mind to get up over a lot of times. So it's not all or nothing. You know, anything you do is better than nothing. To think like, oh, I have to have everything dialed in, everything's got to be perfect, you're wasting your time. It's like, no, you're not. Because even with you just walking through this experience, you're learning. You're having an experience you didn't have before, which then is going to gain knowledge. So the next time you do it, you're going to make even better decisions. And maybe you can add the next thing. You know, there's a book called Atomic Habits. And this is the key right here, right? People set goals where they're like, I want to lose 20 pounds, or I want, you know, to gain 20 pounds of muscle. It's like, set a goal, first of all, that you're going to work out or go to the gym, or if you have a, you know, equipment at home, right? Set a goal that you're going to work out 3 times a week before you ever set a goal of like, I'm going to lose this or I'm going to gain this. Because until you build the habit, everything else is worthless. And the lack of the ability for us as a civilization and society to not be able to be consistent is really what's killing us. So set a goal this year, today, as you're listening to this podcast, in 1 year, I'm going to be healthier. Not that, oh, I have to be at this weight or I have to be, you know, this test or, but it's like, just set a habit of, hey, I'm going to continue to learn about health. I'm going to implement new things, right? And oftentimes it's one thing at a time because otherwise you're overwhelmed. Oh, I've never done an enema. I've never parasite cleansed. Yeah. So you want to try to do both at the same time? Like, just start with one thing. You know what I mean? And then you can stack it, right? Once you become comfortable with something and you're like, oh, I understand how this is working. Okay. Now you can add a new thing to it, right? It's called habit stacking. And those people, they're like, you know, you can't do this unless you do this. It's limited thinking, right? Anything is better than nothing. Imperfect action, right? That's how you move forward. And the people that take imperfect action faster are the people that are farther ahead than anybody else.
I love that advice. So another question though, if someone's starting a parasite cleanse, you talked about earlier how the clogged up sink, like if it's clogged and you're just mm-hmm. killing these parasites, then you know that doesn't do much. So how does someone know if their drainage pathways are open or if they need to help the drainage pathways or detox pathways before doing a cleanse?
Yeah. Your number one thing is you want to make sure you're pooping. So if you're not going at least 1 to 2 times a day, you know, minimum, most people have health issues. You want to shoot for 2 to 3 times a day. You want your bowels moving more than less. You don't want watery stools though, right? Obviously if you have watery stools, that's whatever you're doing, it's too much. But if you're cleansing like parasites, for instance, and your bowels aren't moving, you're going to react horribly because the body can't get rid of the byproducts of what's being killed, right? You're going to get skin flare-ups. You're going to get headaches. You're going to get GI bloating and, you know, all these symptoms you don't want. So if you get symptoms, chances are you just need to increase drainage. If you feel great, you might not need as much drainage as somebody that's been severely sick for 20 years. You know, somebody that's had health issues for quite a few years, they're probably going to need a lot more drainage than somebody that's not quite at that state because it's just the reality, right? It's just the way it is. So it's a priority. The gut's first. Then you work on the liver bile duct. Then the lymphatic system. Then you get down to the tissues and the cells, extracellular matrix, right? And you drain that. But the first thing is the gut and the liver bile duct system. Those are the most critical things. Liver bile duct's probably the most clogged up thing in people. You know, I mean, liver is what detoxifies chemicals in the body, phase 1 and phase 2 detox. The funny thing is when you read the research, it's not phase 1 or phase 2 that's the limiting factor. The limiting factor is how it gets rid of the phase 2 byproducts, what it calls phase 3, how it dumps the byproducts basically into the bile, into the gallbladder so that the chemicals can move out of the body. That's actually the rate limiting factor. So for you to detox, it's not like, oh, you need more liver support for phase 1, phase 2 usually. No, it's you need more gallbladder bile support to move the things in the body to get them out.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So for simple terms, if people want to start a parasite cleanse and they are pooping 1 time a day at least, then they're probably good enough to start a cleanse.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and you can always start slow and low, right? If you're not sure how you're going to handle it, then just do a capsule, you know, once a day. I mean, just start slow and low. There's nothing wrong with that because you always have time to increase the dosage. You always have time to do it more frequently.
Okay. So can you just answer this myth or this fear that people have? Because I asked on my stories one day why people don't want to do a parasite cleanse. And it was because of a lot of misinformation people didn't understand. But I had so many people say, because I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I've heard like worms can come out the nose or out the mouth, or they just are afraid of these critters coming out. And so what do we say to those people that are afraid to start this?
You just got to do it. I mean, stop making excuses. You know, we what if ourselves to death. And it's like, just take action, right? Imperfect action. Have people pulled worms out their mouth? Yeah. Have they pulled them out their nose? Yeah. Ears, skin, right? Stool. Like it happens. It's just part of it.
Wow. You have taught so much today. Thank you so much for answering these questions on parasites and parasite cleanses. And we've all learned that we better just all go do one. I actually was going to talk to you about Lyme also, Lyme disease, but we didn't even get to that. And so we may just have to have you on for a part two to talk about the Lyme disease. But will you tell my listeners where they can find more about CellCor and learn more from you and learn more about the products?
Yeah, just CellCor.com, CellCore. So cell, like our human cell, and then core, you know, CellCor.com is the website. You can find me, DrJDavidson.com. Doctor is D-R, J is J-A-Y, and then Davidson, so DrJDavidson.com. That's the best place. If you're a practitioner, get registered with CellCor. We have education in the back end, you know, teach you a lot of this. If you're a patient, you know, I just recommend get started, you know, find a practitioner to help you, or, you know, use this podcast link to get access to the store and start ordering stuff and just begin. Because, you know, if you don't start now, in a year you look back, you're going to regret it. And it's like the last thing we ever want to do is regret. It's like, take action. How often do you hear people that say, oh my gosh, I just took too much action last year, I got to calm it down? It's like, no, it's usually the opposite. So just aim for imperfect action. You'll learn a ton from it. And the best thing about it is that you'll also improve your health. And that's really the most important thing that's out there.
Okay. And one question before we wrap up here, pregnant and breastfeeding women, should they wait until they're done being pregnant, done breastfeeding, or talk to their doctor about it? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, always deal with a practitioner, you know, that's educated in this. But usually when somebody's pregnant, you don't want to push any detox. You don't want to push any killing of pathogens. That's just not something you want to do. You want to be very supportive. Breastfeeding is typically the same thing. If you're breastfeeding, though, a child that has parasite issues, you know, that's been a way we've heard practitioners, they actually give it to mom that then are breastfeeding, then it gets into the child to then help them. So, you know, it gets a little complicated then. And, you know, breastfeeding a two-week-old is way different than breastfeeding, you know, once a day, a one-and-a-half-year-old. You know what I mean? Like the one-and-a-half-year-old can handle way different than a two-week-old. So I don't think there's any, you know, one-size-fits-all. But generally speaking, breastfeeding, pregnancy, you don't want to push detox. You don't want to push killing. You really just want supportive. But there's some mamas end up in some pretty rough conditions. And it's like, you know, you got to make sure mama's gonna live and thrive. Like that's number one. So if you're, you know, if you're in that situation, definitely work with a practitioner that can help guide you.
Okay. Thank you again so much for being here and taking the time. I know you're incredibly busy, so I appreciate you taking the time to educate the listeners. I always end my episodes by asking my guests what they have found to be the best ingredient in life. What would you say it is?
I've said imperfect action a bunch. I would definitely lean toward that. Because I mentioned it so much, I'll give you another one. I'll say, get clear on what you want. What's your goal? Because we don't get clear enough about what we want. And if you're clear, like, hey, I want, this is where I want to go in the next 5 or 10 years, it gives you marching orders of what you need to do today so that in 5 or 10 years you are there, right? And think about this. What's going to drive me to get closer to my goal that I have in 10 years? What action can I do today that's going to help that? And so just think big picture, because sometimes we get too microscopic and we're like, oh, am I going to do? It's like, just set a habit goal first. I'm going to start learning about health more, right? That can just be. And how's that going to be? I'm going to listen to a podcast for 30 minutes once a week. Awesome. Like that's habit stacking. Then you can stack something on it. Oh, I'm going to cleanse. Great. Awesome. What are you going to do now? Well, maybe you can add an enema to the cleanse like we talked about, right? So, but you got to get clear what you want, because if you're not, you know, it doesn't matter what people tell you, because it just doesn't matter. You have to get clear of what's important for you, and then you'll be guided to where you need to go, what you need to do.
I love that advice. I love the advice of the imperfect action, but I also love that advice of looking at the big picture, sort of knowing your why and what you want to do. Thank you so much for all the advice you've given today, for educating the listeners so much. And again, you guys go check out CellCor. He has amazing products. We didn't even touch upon all of the products that they have, but you can go do your own research and educate yourself on all of these amazing products. And thank you, Dr. Davidson, again for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe to the Just Ingredients podcast to learn more about your health and good ingredients to life. Plus, get daily tips at just.ingredients on Instagram.